next week. Again, we'll be live Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from the nation's capital. We'll have good shows from there, I promise you. We'll have some good guests and some interesting things to talk about. In the meantime, you've been listening to The Guy James Show on the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Quality News Network. Two Republican senators have now joined the Democrats in a bipartisan resolution against the president's 21,500 troop increase in Iraq. The non-binding bill was introduced today. Several retired American generals testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today and criticized President Bush's plan of a troop surge in Iraq. One general called it, quote, too little and too late. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says that his government has detained 400 Shiite fighters from the Mahdi army. He also reportedly complained that the U.S. has not given Iraqi security forces enough weapons or money for training. In Baghdad, over the past few days, violence has surged prior to the upcoming U.S.-Iraqi security crackdown. At least 19 people were killed in 6 bombings today. An American sailor died yesterday from a non-combat incident in southern Iraq, according to the U.S. military. The American death toll in the Iraq War is now at least 3,027. The Associated Press reports that the Pentagon has come up with a manual with rules on upcoming detainee trials. It would allow hearsay evidence and coerced testimony to be used to convict suspected terrorists. A second U.S. soldier of 5 accused of raping and killing a 14-year-old Iraqi girl and her family will plead guilty to the crimes next month, according to his attorney. Defense Secretary Robert Gates continues to meet with leaders in the Persian Gulf. Today he accused the Iranians of overplaying their hand. The New York Times reports that Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is facing increased criticism in his country for his tough nuclear stance and for the country's faltering economy. Two hardline newspapers and some members of the Iranian parliament have criticized him. An Israeli official indicates that his country is ready to release $100 million in frozen tax funds to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The money is expected to be used for humanitarian assistance and to strengthen the moderate leader's forces. A group of Methodist ministers across the U.S. has started an online petition drive to stop the Southern Methodist University in Dallas from building the George W. Bush Presidential Library. They say it is inappropriate to link his presidency with the Methodist name. Columnist Art Buchwald has died in his home at the age of 81. His syndicated columns appeared in more than 500 newspapers around the world at one point. You are listening to the Quality News Network. Science and Business News next.
Monterey is the home of a new national radio voice. It's America Back on Track from the Quality News Network. Tune in weekdays at noon Pacific to this new national broadcast, a conversation with America designed to get our country back on track. America Back on Track features local and long-distant guests sharing global ideas on where we are, how we got here, where we want to go, and how we might get there. So take an hour out of your day to plug into the future, our future. Discover the solutions to the problems that have gridlocked our nation for all too long. Eschew the agenda-driven palaver of the left and the right. Tune into America Back on Track for honest talk about the important issues and how they can be resolved. America Back on Track, weekdays at noon on KRML, 1410 a.m. in the Monterey area, and streaming live online at QNNAmerica.com. America Back on Track, our ticket to a healthy and productive future.
A study by the Harvard School of Public Health finds that nicotine levels in cigarettes have gone up by 11% from 1998 to 2005. The Commerce Department reported that new home construction was up in December by 4.5%. The company that operates retailers TJ Maxx and Marshall says there has been a breach in the computer systems that process customer transactions. The consumer data was stolen in mid-December. Internet auction site eBay will make security its top priority this year. this year. An internal survey found that the company's reputation may be hurt by online scammers. Apple Inc. reports a record-breaking last quarter with $1 billion in profits thanks to holiday sales of more than 21 million iPods. LG Electronics, the South Korean company, will launch a new mobile phone that closely resembles Apple's iPhone, which was released last week. It is being produced in connection with the Italian luxury fashion line Prada and will be sold in Europe, then Asia. Shareholders at Rite Aid overwhelmingly approved the deal to purchase Eckerd. The new $3 billion deal will make the company the largest drugstore operator on the East Coast. Light Sweet Crude is trading at $50.48 a barrel, and near the close of Wall Street today, the Dow is down 11 points, NASDAQ down 36. There's always more at our website, qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Allie Dramoff.
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11,
oh,
11,
and most
11,
of the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Boxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Boxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox!
G'day, 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 everybody. Welcome to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. John Fox here coming to you from Sydney, Australia, and am I, one, not surprised, and two, very, 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 very pissed off. And I'm going to let you in on a little bit of inside Head On Radio Network conversations. When we first started doing this thing, Bob Kincaid and I were having a conversation, and we were talking about, you know, we're trying to, you know, get financial support. Obviously, we're looking for investment, all that kind of thing. You know, we don't talk about it much. But the question came up, playing hypotheticals. Bob Kincaid asked me, he says, okay, he says, how would you handle this situation? Because, you know, we're trying to do this in a way of not becoming another outfit that's selling, you know, blue pills and selling investment in gold, right? So he throws this out at me. He says, okay, Walmart's starting their organics line. What if they came up and said, here's X squillion dollars for your green show? Do you take the money? And without any hesitation, I quickly responded and said, hell no. Because the moment we take a dollar of Walmart money, we will have insulted most of our audience and we'd lose some of them. And I had no problem with that. And second in my mind, which I don't know if I spoke this at the time, was, and I wouldn't trust Walmart to do organics right. It'll be organic by name. And guess what? That's exactly what has happened. From Common Dreams and the Cornucopia Institute, organic fraud, Walmart Stores Incorporated accused of widespread distortion, non-organic food products misidentified as organic. Okay? Now, this is 17th of January, Cornucopia, Wisconsin. When the staff at the Cornucopia Institute surveyed Walmart stores around the country last September, analyzing the giant retailer's pronouncement that they would begin selling a wide variety of organic food at just 10% markup over similar conventional products, they were surprised to discover widespread problems with signage misrepresenting non-organic food as organic. If you go to today's show post, there's a link to the Cornucopia Institute's photos of the products on their shelves. Now, Cornucopia, one of the country's most prominent organic watchdogs, is even more surprised that more than 4 months after informing the company of the problems, which could be interpreted as consumer fraud, and 2 months after filing a formal legal complaint with the USDA, the federal agency regulating organic labeling, many of the deceptive signs at Walmart stores are still in place. So, I'm feeling justified in my answer of that hypothetical that we had many, many moons ago. They continue on saying, it's unconscionable that rather than correct these problems, Walmart Stores Incorporated instead responded to our concerns by attacking our comparatively modest public interest group in an effort to discredit our organization in the media, said Mark Castle, co-director of the Wisconsin-based Institute. It's not as if a product recall or store remodeling would have been required to correct Walmart's deceptive consumer practices. They could have simply sent out an email to store managers and corrected the problem instantly. New store inspections throughout Wisconsin have found that Walmart stores are still selling non-organic yogurt and sugar identified as organic, and designated organic produce sections continue displaying many non-organic items, among other widespread abuses. The Cornucopia Institute again contacted the USDA about the ongoing problems, but the agency could not confirm that any enforcement action was imminent on the federal level. Cornucopia then filed a consumer fraud complaint with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection on January 13. But they say, we were very impressed with the immediate and professional response we received from the Wisconsin regulators, stated Will Fantle, Cornucopia's research director. Within hours, officials from the state contacted us to confirm some of the information we submitted, and we verified our past interactions with the USDA for them. You have no idea how much this angers me. And, you know, I wonder what old Sam's thinking in the next world. Because seriously, this is not what this company was when he was alive. You know, something has gone incredibly wrong. Further on down, it says, the business practices at Walmart are quite disturbing and certainly incompatible with the values that have transformed the organic food industry into a lucrative marketplace, said Ronnie Cummins, director of the Organic Consumers Association. And you can find him at www.organicconsumers.org. We have called today for a boycott of Walmart by organic shoppers until such time as the integrity of their merchandising and the product line can be ascertained. Oh, so, you know, there you go. If you needed another reason to not shop at Walmart, for the endless list of reasons how they are not a good corporate citizen. Thank you and you. So, with that, let's take our first break. When we come back, got some more stuff, and then a very special track of the day today. And this is a bit of a dedication to some people who are doing some what seemingly fantastic work at the moment. And we'll get there. So we got some Neville Brothers coming up after this. So if you want to get in on the program, dial in to 1-877-443-2366 or email me, John, J-O-N, at headonradionetwork.com. And we'll see you on the other side of this break.
The wind shifted back in the 50s. Particles drifted, a wave set in motion. The Pacific Ocean test of the hydrogen bomb. That's from would come too close to home. Ships from the test put to rest and convalesce with heavily armed guard in Hunters Point shipyard. Heavy metal sandblast, face mask deoxidized. Remove the radiation from the outside. A hazardous cargo dumped into the harbor, went farther than that though. Sand from the blasting made into sidewalks. Played on by kids that just got up a chicken box. Going faces, all races, hot got bare feet. On Geiger counter.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights meet your most complex needs by providing productivity, competitiveness, reliability, accuracy, safety, leadership, and professionalism. Millwrights from the United Brotherhood of Carpenters are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competence and training. The UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business, anytime and every time. The Head On Radio Network is proud to be sponsored by these wonderful men and women who are building the American dream every day. Thank you from the Head On Radio Network.
It must have been prayer meeting with Reverend Brother Bob.
See, hey, Peter, welcome to the program.
You absolutely know that you cannot mention Robert Sunday without conjuring me. This is a known fact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Well, sometimes I do it on purpose.
You know, the thing that kills me, you know, God just continues to punk Robertson. after time, and it goes back for years, you know. Let's just talk a minute about his business ventures. From 91 to 94, he was involved in something called Calo Vita, and it was a multi-level marketing company that breached that pyramid scheme.
Yeah, like Amway.
Sold beauty products and healthcare products. Oh, they had a product called Sea of Galilee Mud Mask.
No, they did not.
Oh, yes, they did.
You no.
Bob, as a heart attack, I'm serious.
Sea of Galilee Mud Mask?
Oh, yes, it was part of the product line.
Prayer meeting edition of Head On with Bob Kincaid, Wednesday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. here on the Head On Radio Network.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black, and if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today may not be around for our children and grandchildren. All the new technology in the world can't create more sky over our heads or new oceans. The Earth's natural resources, fresh water, land, and even the air we breathe are limited. Voluntary family planning improves the health of women and their children. It also helps slow population growth, which is good for our planet. So help ensure that people everywhere have access to the information and services they need to plan their families and help build a healthy future for us all. Population Action International is working to promote voluntary family planning around the world. Visit us at www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
Uh-huh. Pet Pioneer Network. And go and check out the photos and read the rest of the piece at Common Dreams about Walmart's bogus organic foods. And they know it. And it's just unforgivable. Anyway. where are we going now? Where are we going now? Okay. As if you didn't... in the category, as if you didn't need another reason to hate them. From the Sydney Morning Herald, this is on the blog post, firms told to clean up illegal coffee act. Nestle, Kraft Foods, and Starbucks have sold coffee illegally grown in key conservation areas of Indonesia's endangered Indonesia's endangered tigers, elephants, and rhinoceri. The World Wild Fund for Nature says hello. The coffee comes from the Bukit Bansan National Park in Sumatra, which is home to about 40 Sumatran tigers. The conservation group said there are fewer than 400 of the tigers left in the world. The park is also home to 500 Sumatran elephants, a quarter of the remaining population, and 60 to 85 critically endangered Sumatran rhinos. Despite its importance as a conservation area and World Heritage Site, nearly 20% of the park has been cleared for illegal coffee cultivation, WWF said in a report titled Gone in an Instant. So, I don't buy anything Nestle for a whole lot of other reasons. That one's easy. I wouldn't walk into a Starbucks if you paid me. That one's easy. Kraft, oh, well, there goes the Vegemite for Gale. This is not being a good corporate citizen. It's just not on. So, getting away from that. Today's track of the day. Those of you that listen to this network and have and listen to Malloy on Nova M know that there at the moment is a cause going on that we're all supporting with unreportednews.net, which is the mission to it's Jackson County, right? And where out of Phoenix and now Texas and I believe New York, there are being trucks and drivers organized and building materials and things organized to take down to areas in the Gulf that were devastated by Katrina and actually help rebuild people's lives. Get they're getting cash donations for, electricity deposits. And there's this bullet point list at unreportednews.net of the things that they're looking for, and it just seems over the last couple of weeks the thing's starting to just snowball, and other people have gotten involved. Some of our listeners, like Cassie and Texas Betsy, have started the Texas mission, and you can find their blog at texas2ms.headonradionetwork.com, and if you live in the Texas in the state of Texas, how you can help from there. And so it got me thinking that, this is just a really great example of people power. And there's a sense that if the powers that be refuse to do the right thing, we have to take it upon ourselves. And I'm just seeing this, and I'm way over here in Australia, so I'm like watching it from a distance, but it just appears to me that regular people are just coming out of the woodwork, from this relatively small network. We're growing every day, and Nova M, that they're brand new, only a handful of affiliates, but they're just it just seems like there's an outpouring. And I can't think of his name, and Agnes, you might be able to help me. The guy down there in Jackson County that this is all being funneled through, rang into Bob's show just seeming to be just on fire, you know. He just cannot believe what's happening. Jim Yancey, thank you very much. And so, as I was thinking about this, suddenly in my head came this lyric in my head from the Neville Brothers. And we're going to play a track called My Brother's Keeper. And the chorus of the track, I couldn't find the lyrics online, so there's no link to the lyrics, but there's link to the Neville Brothers site. And so, I mean, these guys are from New Orleans. I figured this is very appropriate. But the hook is, gotta be my brother's keeper, though he be strong or weaker. I gotta lend him a helping hand. No matter what his color, through God, he's still my brother. I got to help him if I can. And I think that this mission and just seeing people do this, they're living this. And this is coming from the agnostic, but I still believe that there's, you know, for those that don't go overboard, there's a lot of good in faith and the religions when, you know, you don't get fanatical about it, and there's messages there. And this is just a great bit of R&B from 1990. The album is called Brother's Keeper. And this is just a great bit of R&B. So kick back. So this goes out to everyone who's involved. All the folks at Nova, Sarge, Jim Yancey, Texas Betsy, Cassie, whoever the folks are in New York that have something going, this is for you because you're living this. Agnes, roll it.
Keep us, though he be strong or weaker. I've The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
The difference between what I do on my show and what all the right-wing types do on their shows is very simple. I'm not going to lie to you. That doesn't mean you're going to agree with me about everything or that you're going to like hearing everything I have to say, but I will guarantee you that when I say something on my show, I say it because I mean it and I believe it, and I'm not just saying it to get you riled up and to boost my ratings. No potty mouth, no trash talking, no BS, just the straight truth as I see it, because the lies may sound good for a while, but the truth is there forever. It's not always pleasant, it's not always nice, sometimes it's hard to see through all the crap, but it's there. And that's what you're going to get from me, and that's why you should listen to my show. The Cup of Joe Radio Show, Mondays and Fridays from noon to 2 Eastern Standard Time on the Head On Radio Network.
My latest single is called In My Time. It's all about the pressure to drink and how to handle it. Now, I'm not going to preach, but I've made my choice. I'm waiting till I'm 21, and I encourage you to stay safe and wait until the time is right for you. You can download my song and the video for free at www.inmytime.net. That's www.inmytime.net. Listening. This message was brought to you by the Kansas Department of Transportation. Stay safe.
Hope you enjoyed that bit of the Neville Brothers. Bloody great band. Awesome, awesome, awesome vocals. All four of them. Just fantastic. Anyway, I think it was Gene just sent me this a little while ago. And there's at the Belfast Telegraph, Stephen Hawking on climate change. Now, I haven't even had a chance to really read this, but I don't think I'm not worried. This is one smart son of a bitch. He says here, climate change stands alongside the use of nuclear weapons as one of the greatest threats posed to the future of the world, the Cambridge cosmologist Stephen Hawking has said. Professor Hawking said that we stand on the precipice of a second nuclear age and a period of exceptional climate change, both of which could destroy the planet as we know it. Please take note, mental note, precipice. We'll go back to that. He was speaking at the Royal Society in London yesterday at the conference organized by the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, which has decided to move the minute hands of its doomsday clock forward to 5 minutes to midnight to reflect the increased dangers faced by the world. I talked about this yesterday. Scientists devised the clock in 1947 as a way of expressing to the public the risk of nuclear conflagration following the use of the atomic weapons that destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki at the end of the Second World War. As we stand at the brink of a second nuclear age and a period of unprecedented climate change, scientists have a special responsibility once again to inform the public and advise leaders about the perils that humanity faces. Hawking said, as scientists, we understand the dangers of nuclear weapons and their devastating effects, and we are learning how human activities and technologies are affecting the climate systems in ways that may forever change life on Earth. As citizens of the world, we have a duty to share that knowledge. We have a duty as well to alert the public to unnecessary risks that we live with every day, and to the perils we foresee if governments and societies do not take action now to render nuclear weapons obsolete and to prevent further climate change. Woohoo! Go, boy! Go, boy! We are here today to outline the results of the Bulletin's recent deliberations and to warn the public about the deteriorating state of world and planetary affairs by moving the hands of the clock. Wow. 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 He says, technology in the 21st century could offer immense opportunities to everyone, but it would also present new threats that were more diverse and more intractable than those posed by nuclear weapons, Lord Rees said. To confront these threats successfully and to avoid foreclosing humanity's long-term potential, scientists need to channel their efforts wisely and engage with the political process nationally and internationally. We shall need, in all fields of science, individuals with the wisdom and commitment of the atomic scientists who founded the Bulletin, he said. Wow, sounds like this is very cool. let's see. The board of directors of the Bulletin and the atomic scientists said the threat of nuclear apocalypse was now almost matched by the environmental threats posed by climate change. We stand at the brink of a second nuclear age. Not since the first atomic bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki has the world faced such perilous choices, the board said in a statement issued yesterday. And we'll get that linked up on the Horn blog here. Ninjas, please? That's, wow. You can read the whole thing. And the Doomsday Clock piece is on yesterday's show post. So, and, okay, going back, I said make mental note of precipice. It's funny how things come in handy. And, Gail, I'm sorry I'm going to do this to you because you're going to just be cracking up at your desk at work with your headphones on and no one's going to know why you're having convulsions. Gail and I listened to a program in replay on BBC Four Radio called The Now Show. It is a sketch comedy show, and it's just a half hour of brilliance. That and I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. I'm telling you, folks, you want to just laugh till you cry. Both shows are just awesome. I think they're both on hiatus at the moment, but they'll be back. They're just... And you can hear old shows on BBC 7. But anyway. And a few months ago, they had the opportunity to take the royal piss out of themselves. Now, BBC 4 is that BBC channel that you do not make linguistic mistakes on. Okay? This is the one that sets the standard. And in a promo for... an environmental series, the voiceover guy says something to the effect of, blah blah blah, climate change has set us on the precipice of a runaway train. And that gave fodder for a musical number. And with that, and just kick back. This is hysterical. Precipice of a Runaway Train, the Now Show on BBC Four. Roll it, Agnes.
I was driving along the other day, listening to Radio 4, like the bought and paid for company man that I am, and they play this trailer for a documentary on global warming called Planet Earth Under Threat, and he said, if we don't do something about global warming now, I fear we may be on the precipice of a runaway train. Much as I applaud your efforts and share your concerns, for God's sake, sort your metaphors out. I'm caught between the devil and a hard place, between the fire and the deep blue sea, between a rock and the frying pan. What a terrible place to be. 'Cause I kicked two birds with one bucket, bit more bullets than I could chew. I burned my bridges at both ends, and that's a pretty dumb thing to do. And now I got a snowball's chance in a handcart. I hope you let me explain. I'm standing on the precipice of a runaway train. I was blowing my own hot and cold trumpet, 'cause it's a different kettle of ball games when you're standing on the precipice of a runaway train. Now I'm hoist on my own line and sinker. Since I opened up a whole bag of cats, I put my nose out of joint on the grindstone. I don't know why I did that. You were a wolf at the door in sheep's clothing. You're my Achilles, ace in the heel. Don't wanna make a mountain out of my hammer. That's just the way that I feel. And now I got a snowball chance in a handcart. It's all in a different vein. China shop. I won't do that again. No, I'm standing on the precipice of a runaway train.
And I just pulled that out and sent it to Bob just because he's got, you know, he's guy does language well. I figured he'd get a kick out of it, but that is just one. On a weekend, it's when it's, you know, crappy reruns of talk radio, go and check out The Now Show, and I'm sorry I haven't a clue. anyway, we got to go to the phones. Bob from North Dakota is on the line. How you going, Bob?
Hello, my friend.
How you been?
Oh, I'm still breathing air. I don't know how. I mean, in this climate. It's 20 some degrees today. You know, I mean, I'm outside in a t-shirt. You know what I mean?
In That's North insane. Dakota,
we're supposed to have 40 below. You know?
Yeah, kidding.
It ain't. You know, but hey, guess what? You know?
What's up?
I listened to Guy James today, and it, you know, and he was talking, and he's always straight up. He doesn't come at you like some you know, flatlander. He comes at you like a man that's been there, and I appreciate him. And he's going to Washington, you know, and he's going to talk to
them.
Huh?
Oh, is he? See, I'm always prepping. You know, it's a drag because I'm always prepping my show during his show.
Ah.
And I can't listen to a stream while I'm prepping my show. I just can't get it done, right? And it bugs me because I love Guy. He's a legend. He's a legend. But tell me more because I don't get to catch him.
Well, no, he's going to Washington, you know, here later this week, and we'll be able to catch his show listening to him there. But you know, you were talking about the, you know, nuclear, the nuclear doomsday clock and all that stuff, you know.
How's that?
There's a lot of people that didn't live through the 50s. They don't know what it was like, okay?
Right.
With the doomsday clock. They have no idea, okay? But we're sitting and they're clicking it down. I mean, how many seconds do we have left?
Well, they took 2 minutes off, so we're at 5 minutes to midnight, and the closest it ever got was in the 80s, actually, when I was in school, in high school.
Yeah.
We got to 2 minutes to midnight.
Yeah. So
I remember.
If you stop and think about it, you know, I mean, you know, you talk about organic growing and what Walmart's doing and trying to, you know, fake it, okay?
Yeah.
They have no idea what they're doing to the people, let alone the planet. My friend Mike Malloy, he says it best. He really does. He says, you don't know how much I hate these people, you know? And I hate them. No, I don't even, I despise them beyond belief for what they're doing.
It's fraud.
They absolutely believe they're right, John. They think that they have the keys to the kingdom somehow. But they don't have anything. The only thing they got is this conglomerate media and the Walmarts of the world if you want to really find out who the evil doers are, okay? Like Georgie Boy likes to say, the evil doers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you really want to look, just look at the neon signs in your city, okay?
Yep.
Look at the bright Broadway lights and think, okay, how much energy are you drawing just to show your butt? I didn't say the word. You know, I don't want to get kicked off the air again. Okay.
You're right, Bob.
Just to shine your butt on. You know what I mean? And hey, that's all they do. They just shine on their butts. Okay.
Hey, you're saying about that. There's sorry to butt in, but I'm gonna. And they're doing here, and I think it's happening in March. The capital cities around Australia at a certain time, and they're asking the public to get involved, are going to actually shut off all their lights for 1 hour as a kind of an activist sign to the globe, you know, to the rest of the world, saying, you know, we can do something on reducing our usage. And the part of the idea is to actually let people in cities see the bloody stars for the first time possibly in their life.
Okay, but
I think people are going to get on with this, and they're saying by shutting down all excess lighting, the amount of carbon emission that it's cut out is just like unbelievable.
John, I live out here in the great American outback. Okay.
Yep.
Right square in the center of it. Okay. The great American outback. It's North Dakota, right? And when I bought this. Piece of North Dakota soil years ago, I took out 4 yard lights. There were 4 yard lights on the place.
Right.
And I don't have a light on outside at night. I don't need one because I'm not running around outside. But I can go out there and I can watch the northern lights. I can go outside and see the stars. I do not need a light to see the stars. The stars will guide me. I mean, I look and I see heaven, and I see the beauty of the universe, and I see things that other people can't even imagine. The only thing I'm saying is that shut off the damn light at night. You don't need it. What are you doing, running around outside? If you're running around outside, what are you doing out there? I mean, when it's nighttime, I sleep, and when it's daytime, I work. And I do things. I mean, I do things. I'm not just kind of set, you know, totally useless in my old age.
I never would have thought that in a second.
But, you know, the thing is, here in this world, you know, we don't have another world. We can't just hop off this planet and go to, Earth 2 or some crazy sci-fi channel thing. The only thing we can do is live in the real and in the now. Bob always comes on and says, "You're the what head banging hippie." Well, hey, you have never met a real head banging hippie. You don't even know what a head banging hippie is.
What do you mean?
You don't know. I mean, you don't know what one is. I mean, hell, when I was back in the day, I was locking them up and jailing them. I mean, you know, I was the guy that went out there with the dungarees on and dragged those boys back and put them in jail for being head-banging hippies and sticking up for Jane Fonda. And right now, if I had the chance, I would embrace her, and I would embrace everything that she stood for back in the 60s when I was a gyrene, a United States Marine, and I did what my country asked of me. And you know what my country gave me? You know what they gave me? They gave me I'm a second-class citizen. I'm not even allowed a lot of the same privileges that you are. I mean, that every other American is. I'm considered a danger, because I have stood against this administration, and I have made my point very, very vividly clear, and I have been, you know, banded one of those. I'll meet you in Gitmo, I suppose. That's where we'll be, because you and I, and every other sentient being, that's a thinking, caring person on this planet realizes that these, I mean, I would say it, but I'm not allowed on the air. These, what was that? I saw a movie, These Mofos, okay? These Mofos. these mofos don't care about you. They don't care about you, Mr. Republican. They don't care about you, Mr. Democrat. They don't care about you if you're a Christian. They hate you more than they hate the Muslims. In fact, they support the Osama bin Laden. If you listen to Georgie Bubble Boy's speech the other night, he actually gave them more cause to hate you than anybody on this planet.
Oh, mate, you're not wrong there. And I can't remember who the piece was from, but just the other day, one of the big writers, cannot think of it, did a piece about the fact that it's not Republicans and Democrats, it's the Money Party and the People's Party, and ran a whole list of, you know, people from both sides, who always votes with the money and who votes with the people. And we need to see that and, you know, hold the Democrats as well accountable, who are not looking out for the people, because there are a whole bunch of those, you know, DLC Dems who are, you know, a bit iffy. And that, I think that's being nice.
Iffy, my butt. They are not Dems. They are not Democrats. They are Nazis. They are destroyers of the planet. They are those evildoers that George Bush talked about. And George Bush is one of them, and he knows them best. So he can point it out. I mean, he can point them all out, because they all act the same. It's not what you say that matters, it's what you do. What you do every day, do you improve the planet? Do you improve your habitat? Do you take care of your mother? Do you care for your Mother Earth? Because you do not come from God. You do not come from the stars. You come from Mother Earth. And if you don't take care of her, she will get rid of you, just like got rid of the dinosaurs.
Bob. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Hey, Bob, I just realized that I've had someone waiting on hold, and we're just about out of time, and I didn't realize. I just want to get Dave in real quick before we go. But man, thank you so much for that. And you're very right on a million things there.
I've heard enough of you. I'll talk to you again.
Take it easy, mate. Love you. Take care.
Hey.
All right.
G'day, mate.
And real quick before we run out of time, Dave, I'm sorry, man. Welcome to the show. I missed it. I missed the cue that you were there. How are you?
Well, that's all right, John. I can be very brief because I share your free thinker, Unitarian type thoughts, but I just had a mystical experience. I was listening.
What was that?
Well, I was listening to the head-on news just as you were coming on the air, and you know, George Bush has selected the Southern Methodist University as his place to plant down his library. And the United Methodist Church has just unanimously voted not to permit that to happen. They want to in no way be associated with this administration. And you may know that both Bush and Cheney call themselves Methodists. So,
That's kind of
a spiritual development.
Oh, well, thank you for that. That's fantastic. Oh, stick it to him. I love it. I'm speechless, David. That's just I could see you hearing this and going, huh? I missed that. Yeah, go ahead.
If I have a moment, because there's a congressman here from Monterey named Sam Farr, and he has introduced a resolution to rescind any war powers granted to Bush by the Congress. And
I've heard about this.
Yeah.
I've heard about this.
So
I wonder what chance it has.
I would say very good. I really don't think even the wimpiest of congressmen should be afraid of that one, because it enjoys overwhelming people support. And I want to encourage everybody that's listening to call a congressman, call a senator, and ask them, would you co-sponsor, would you support that measure? Let them know it.
Has Chuck Hagel gotten behind it?
I don't know.
Because he's been very well spoken recently for his side.
Yeah.
I have to give kudos to him for, you know, now that he has the Democrats kind of to go to, I think it actually is a help. The fact that the people spoke and spoke out, he feels, I think, more free to say really what he feels. And
I understand they've lost about a dozen Republican senators right now.
Yeah. I've been hearing murmurs of that, and so, yeah. I mean, if those war powers aren't even real, and that's the thing that really, really peeves me, you know, these war powers that they actually talk about, because declaring war, as far as I'm concerned, is still a congressional act.
Right.
And we never really gave him the clearance for this kind of thing. It came with conditions, and he never followed up on those conditions.
Well, he thinks he's got the power, and I think they got the power to invade Iran and have every intention of doing it. So that's why I'd like to have everybody that can call a congressman and say, get behind Sam Farr's measure to rescind whatever powers he thinks he's got. Anyway, I appreciate you being generous with the small amount of time you had, and if you got anything you wanted to close with or anything,
Man, I thank you so much for that. Thank you for bringing that up, and the library thing was just precious. So thanks, man. We'll talk to you again very, very soon.
Great. Yeah. Take care. Stay well, John.
All right, man. All right. Real quick. You know, Agnes, thank you for producing. Thank you for finding that Now Show thing right up on doors today. And Ben Birch, White Rose Society, still running the fundraiser. You got to go over there. Bob Kincaid for announcing the show, the News Ninjas, the Mods, Scott Berry at B1 Louder, and the Carpenters. Thank you, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow. Bob Kincaid coming up next, so be good, be green.
If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of the those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes. Eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be, as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. And I would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid.
This is the Quality News Network. Two Republican senators have now joined the Democrats in a bipartisan resolution against the president's 21,500 troop increase in Iraq. The non-binding bill was introduced today. It has the support of Republican Senator Olympia Snow of Maine and Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska. Snow had said a military solution is no longer feasible in Iraq. Several retired American generals testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today, criticizing President Bush's plan of a troop surge in Iraq. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says that his government has detained 400 Shiite fighters from the Mahdi army, which is headed by anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. He also reportedly complained that the U.S. has not given the Iraqi security forces enough weapons or money for training. In Baghdad, over the past few days, violence has surged prior to the upcoming U.S.-Iraqi security crackdown. At least 19 people were killed in six bombings today, at least 31. Were wounded. The Associated Press reports that the Pentagon has come up with a manual with rules on upcoming detainee trials. It would allow hearsay evidence and coerced testimony to be used to convict suspected terrorists. Defense Secretary Robert Gates continues to meet with leaders in the Persian Gulf. Today he accused the Iranians of overplaying their hand. That's a quote. Another U.S. aircraft carrier will arrive in the region next month, and more U.S. Patriot missiles are on the way as well. An Israeli official indicates that his country is ready to release $100 million in frozen tax funds to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The money is expected to be used for humanitarian assistance and to strengthen the moderate leader's forces, the presidential guard. Fire at a high-rise building under construction in Dubai today killed two workers. Dozens more suffered from smoke inhalation and other injuries. Columnist Art Buchwald died at home today at the age of 81, Pulitzer Prize